paragraph nun aleph. Ukeshemekachin machshavtoi ad shenizgala malchusoi. When a person is zeicher to sanctify his thoughts and follow the whole procedure till he's zeicher to bring about the revelation of Hashem's malchus, venistaknes bechinas hey al yidei ayud, and the hey gets its tikkun by filling, by receiving from the yud, as we mentioned earlier, the hey is a dalid with a yud filling in. Bechinas kodesh shemamshich lesecher, the yud represents kodesh, which is being drawn into the malchus. Oz nase bechinas shir poshut kofu meshulash maruba. Then, this brings about the concept of the song that's poshut, singular, kofel, doubled, meshulash, tripled, and maruba, quadrupled. Shehem asoro mina negina. This is the concept of the 10 types of song. Shehem bechinas hashir yilechem, kilel hiskadesh chag. The pasuk says about the night of Pesach that the Jews will be zochet to a song which will be like the song that takes place on the night of Pesach. Shehu bechinas leil Pesach, she'oz nesiaseid ha'halel, that's when the tefillah of Halel was established. Ve'onu goyim remoisoi, oz kama pomim. And we complete the Halel several times. We, according to the Nusach Sfard, we say Halel once in Shul after Ma'ariv, and then we repeat it again at the Seder. Kishir poshut, koful, etc., merames, al kol ma shekosuv sham binyan hatzimtzumim. Because this concept of this special song that's single, double, triple, quadruple is tied into what we learned about regarding the tzimtzumim. Kishir poshut ze bechinas he'ora soin soif shu poshut betachlas hapshitus. The concept of shir poshut, the term poshut means simple, which corresponds to the light of Hashem in its original form, where it's referred to as Oyer Ein Soif, infinite light, without any modification, betachles hapshitus, in the utmost of simplicity. V'yacharkach, kishemetzamtzem emoisei b'shvil agalos, malchusei kanal, and then, when we take this infinite light of Hashem, and we start forming it, we start constricting it and limiting it, in order to eventually lead to the revelation of Hashem's Malchus, ze bechinas shir kofel, shehu yud kei, then the song, this light of Hashem, becomes doubled, meaning it branches out into the two letters, yud and hey, which represent chachma and bina. Ki hey bechinas bina, shehu yitchilas hatzimtzum, because the letter hey of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the first letter Hey, represents Bina, which is the beginning of Tzimtzum. That's the first Midah of Hashem that appears on the left side, which is a concept of Tzimtzum. V'yacharkach kishemamshichem chochma balev b'shvil briyas ho'ilomoy shem amidois. And then, when we're zecher to take this further, and to draw this light of Hashem, which is being referred to as chochma, sechel, into the heart, in order to create worlds, which means, as was in the beginning of creation, in order to create midos inside of the person, zebchinas shir meshulash, that represents the triple song, shehu yud kei vav, which is the concept of yud kei vav, because this shir poshet kofel meshulash maruba relates to Hashem's name, Yud, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ba'achorayim. Yud, Yud Kei, Yud Kei Vav, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the triple is Yud Kei Vav. Ki Havav, Hi Bechinas, Hamshochas, HaChochma Shebelev, Livroi, Uletzayres, Hamidois, Shehem Hoilomoi, Shehem Klal Abriyosh, Never B'sheshes Yimei Maisa. Because the Vav represents drawing this light of Hashem, this Chochma in the heart, to use it to create and form midos, which correspond to the worlds which Hashem created in the beginning of creation, which were created during the 6 days of creation. That's this vav that's being added to the yud kei. Ki ikar habinyan maschil mebchinas havav ki yadua. Because the main construction of something tangible, sort of, begins from the letter vav, as is known. ושום צריכן הסגברוס להמשך על עצמוי רק בחינס יצרו לטב. And that's where a person has to start working, struggling, to draw upon himself only the good inclination, שהיא להגביר המחשבויס טויבויס וכולו כנל, which means to try to strengthen the positive thoughts in the person's mind, the pure thoughts. כי שום יש אחיזה לבחינס עץ הדעס טוי ורע שנחז בבריאו שנברא על ידי בחינס הוו בשש ישמי המייסה שמכנס ימי הבניין כידוע. Because it's within this וו, that's where there's an אחיזה of טוי ורע. This וו represents the מידויס of השם, חסד, גבורה, תפרס, נצח, הויד, יסויד. Where over there there's a concept of right side and left side. As the Pasuk says, Lev Chacham Liyaminoi, Lev Ksil Lismoiloi, representing the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. And this Vav represents the 6 days of the week, 6 days of creation. Ukishem is Gaber Koroi, and when the person is Zoicha, to put in the proper effort to strive to have only pure thoughts, Nase Bechinas Shir Meshulash. That's when they advance this to the next level, of this sheer meshulash, where the person has been zoicha to draw the oyer ein soif into kelim, into the yud and kei, chochman bina, and then been zoicha to draw this seichel digdusha into the vav, into the midos in a positive way, and force those midos to stay positive, not to go to the wrong area of machshavas roes. Vehoiker kishoyved Hashem yisporach al yedei ze. Ad shemegala malchus shebchinas dalid, and as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in chapter 49 in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, that the goal, the objective of all of this is to get to the finish line, which is the malchus, meaning to be zeicha to reveal and broadcast Hashem's malchus, which is represented by the letter dalid. Dalid is 4, corresponding to the shir meruba, the quadruple song. Va'oz nase shir poshut kofel meshulash meruba shehem asorim min hanegina. That's when we complete this total of the 10 types of song, which are composed of the yud, which is one letter, then yud kei, which is another 2 letters, then yud kei vav, we're adding another 3 letters to the first 3, bringing it to 6, and then yud kei vav kei, a total of 10 letters. Shaydei zeh nimshach yud b'chinas kodesh l'toich hadalid. By doing this, we're drawing from the yud, which was the beginning of this process, into the dalid, which is the end of this process, the malchus, v'nasis hey. And when we inject a yud into a dalid, we get the letter hey, k'moy shemavur sham, as is explained in Likutei Moran. V'ikra shir poshet kofel hu shechoizrin b'chol pam l'b'chinas yud. Ki ashir poshet kofel hu al yidei yud, yud kei vav, yud kei vav kei, I'm sorry, yud, yud kei, yud kei vav, yud kei vav kei kiyadua. And Rav Nosson Zal says, we see that there's a very, very important point here that we're always returning to the yud. We're always starting from the yud and going back to it. Ki b'chol pam tzrichim lachzor lizocher bo'oyer ho'en soif hamer b'leif. Because it's very important for a person to always go back to remembering that oyer ein soif, that infinite light of Hashem that's shining into their heart. Ki afal pi shebehechrech litzamtzamoi, because even though we've emphasized how important it is and how critical it is to be metzamtzem the light, to control it, to constrict it, aval cholila lahastir ponim imenu, however, that doesn't allow us to turn away from the light, chas v'shalom. But rather, rak b'chol pam tzrichen lekasher oyer ho'en soif b'liboy. But rather, the person has to always bind that infinite light of Hashem to his heart. V'al kein, afilu kishem etzamtzim ho'er, shebechinas hey, kanal, tzrichen lekasher l'shom hayud, shebechinas oyer ho'en soif, v'chein lahalon. And therefore, even when we move on to the letter hey, the first hey of yud kei vav kei, bina, which we said is the beginning of its tzimtzum, We're looking to bind the yud to the k, the yud which in this case represents the oyer ein soif. Vayidei ze yuchal lahagber b'chol pam hamachshavos toivos hamachshavos roes, and by doing this, the person will have the ability, the strength, to always have the good thoughts win out over the bad thoughts. Al yidei sheyizkor tomedas Hashem yisborach, by always remembering the essence of Hashem, which means this oyer ein soif. בחינס, בהסעת היפולי נפשי, אס השם זוכרתי. When I wrap myself around with my soul, I remember Hashem. The nefesh in this case is representative of the tzimtzumim. Nefesh represents malchus, nefesh represents dibur, tzimtzumim, and we're showing here that even when I'm within that framework of tzimtzum, I always remember Hashem. I always connect myself to that Oyer Ein Sof. This is tied into the concept of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he would do the sprinkling of the blood on the Poroches, and he would say, Achas, Achas v'Achas, Achas u'Shtayim, Achas v'Sholosh, always going back to that Achas, always making sure he's connected to that Achas, which in our case represents the Oyer Ein Sof. Rav Nosson Zal in another place tells us this is also related to the Ner Chanukah, where we know the minimum al pi halacha every night is one candle per night. And the way we light, where we're moisif v'hoylech, each night we add to that one candle. So that the first night is one candle, the second night it's one plus one, the third night it's one plus two, and so on and so forth, always going back to that Oyer Ein Sof, always going back to that Achas. Ki kol hatzimtzum hoyorak bishvil zeh, kdei shenuchal la'ovdoi b'midois, kdei legalois malchusoi. Because the purpose of the tzimtzum was that we should be able to serve Hashem within a framework of midois, within tzimtzumim, with chesed, with gvura, and avenge, which would lead to revealing the malchus of Hashem. That's the ultimate goal. V'alkein kol hatzimtzumim heim rak bebechinas hoseibi einayich minegdi. And this is why these tzimtzumim are all similar to the concept that's mentioned in Shir HaShirim, Hosebi Einayich Minegdi, Vehim Rak Kedei Shiyakabel Oil Malchusoi. The purpose of it all is to be able to accept the Oil Malchus of Hashem. In other words, to accept Hashem's authority, to comply with Hashem's Rotzoin. In other words, Kaviyochel, we're looking over it at Hashem, we're looking across to Hashem, Kaviyochel, in order to bring the light of Hashem in order to fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem. Va'oz yislahe v'yachshek yoyser l'Hashem yizborach, b'cheshek nimratz yoyser. And each time being able to be inspired and yearn to Hashem on a higher level with new desire. Ki hamaniya b'shvil ha'cheshek kemo yishimavur b'mokam achar, because we know, as Rabbein Azal explains in chapter 66 in Likut Imran, that whenever a Jew has obstacles blocking them from accomplishing something very important in serving Hashem or in getting close to Hashem, one of the main purposes of those obstacles is to increase the person's yearning and desire. Shezeu b'chinas mi imzois oyle. This is tied into the pasuk we keep quoting of the upper Shechina, which is me, imzois, with the lower Shechina, both being oyle, elevated. Ki achar kach, kishemekabel oil malchus yizborach bishleimus, oz daiko yochoy lekabel hislavus oyer ein sof beliboy behislavus v'shtoikikus niflo. Because it's when a person gets to the end of this process that we keep discussing, when the person zocher to get to the end, which is that the person zocher to kabolas o malchus shamayim bishleimus, then that person is zocher that the hislavus inside their heart, that burning intense desire for Hashem in their heart, should shine even brighter. Bebechinas tikun, in a form that's constructive, that's positive. Boifen sheyuchel akabloi, in a manner that the person can be able to receive that infinite light in a beneficial way. Shezehu aliyas beis oilo, al yidei aliyas beis atato. This is the concept of the upper bayis, the upper beis hamikdosh, having an aliyah via the lower beis hamikdosh. As we quoted the pasuk many times before, that Hashem says, I will not enter into the heavenly Yerushalayim, into the heavenly Beis HaMikdash, until you first perfect and correct the one below, the Beis HaMikdash below, which represents the Malchus. Because, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, when a person was experiencing a fire, a super intense yearning to Hashem without that knew no bounds. And we describe that yearning as a concept of the infinite light of Hashem. The reason why it appeared that way, to be this boundless infinite light that couldn't really yet be used in a constructive way, was only because the person hadn't yet purified himself and had not yet developed kalim, vessels, into which to receive that light. The person hadn't put in the proper isarusa de lasata yet. They hadn't shown that initiative of fighting the yetzahara, fighting the bad thoughts. Aval achar kach, kishetzimtzim hoyer, וזגברל המחשבה ישרויס, עד שקיבל מלכוסה יסבורך, שזה בחינס בייס התתו, but when a person follows the procedure that we've described, and he's zircha to be mitzamtzim the light, and to do battle against his machshava yisroes, and to be misaking the midos, until he gets the kabbalah sol malchus, which is that beis atato, oz nisale gam bechinas beis oilo, then the beis oilo also has a tikkun, ki oz yochay lekabel hoer kanal, then the person can receive and benefit from that infinite light of Hashem, ukimavur leil mizeh, as was explained way back, v'chein tzorech la'alois midarga ladarga b'chol pam, and this cycle repeats itself every time in a person's life, each time a person is starting from scratch, starting from a beginning, from a bechin of oyer ein soif, then looking to be metzamtzemit, bringing it into a concept of chachma bina, then looking to create the midos, and to develop those midos, and then to be zeche to his galus malchus yisborach. Paragraph Nun Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas mailas ha-tshuvo shemagas ad kisi ha-kovoid. This is the concept that the Gemara mentions, that tshuva is so great that it reaches up to the throne of Hashem, shehi oiraiso datiko stimo. And now Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Zohar HaKodesh, which says that tshuva, the kisi ha-kovoid, are a concept of the level of Torah, the highest level of Torah, which is referred to as the hidden Torah, the Torah of Atikos Timo. Ki daiko machmas sheyorad lemokoymes nemuchim umegushomim koela vehizgaber bekoyach atzadik lalois mishom, because when a Jew is zeiche to go down, that their neshama goes down into this physical world, and the person experiences whatever yiridos they experience, and the person is zeiche with the help of the tzadikim to overcome their tests and to come close to Hashem, al yidei ze daike nasin kelim nifloim lekabel ha'or hanifla. By doing that, the person is zeiche to create vessels which can receive and contain Hashem's infinite light, ma she'ein tzadikim gemurim yichilim lekabel or kozeh, which people who are completely pure tzadikim and have never had such a yerida, they are not capable of receiving and being able to benefit from so high a level of light, machmashen lohem kelim koela, because they haven't developed vessels that this person was forced to develop as a result of his going down and doing battle against the Yetzirah. Ki kol ma sheyored in yoiser, because the more a person goes down to lower and lower levels, when the person is zeicha to rise up from there, to be successful in their battle against the Yetzirah, nistaknin kelim nifloim yoiser, the lower the level, the more outstanding, the greater are the vessels that are created from it, lekabel or chodosh nifla v'ner yoiser, to receive a higher level light of Hashem. V'hakol bekoyach hatzadikim hagdoilim shehem bechinas balei tshuva gamkein, and all of this is brought about with the assistance of the true great tzadikim, who are also a concept of balei tshuva. Ki hatzadikim hagdoilim hanoi roim heim tomid bebechinas balei tshuva af al pi shelo toamu shum tam chet chas v'shol meyolam, because the great tzadikim are always considering themselves and conducting themselves like Balei Tshuva, even though they haven't even tasted the slightest taste of sin in their lives. כי הם עושים תשובה בכל פעם על הסגוסם הראשונה, כמו שמבור בתור הקרוס ישוע. Because these tzaddikim, each and every single new day of their life, they're always feeling regret for how they looked at Hashem yesterday, based on the new things that they've learned today, and they've reached a higher level of understanding of Hashem, they feel ashamed and embarrassed of the level of understanding that they had yesterday. And this is their form of tshuva, of regret and shame and embarrassment before Hashem. וגם על פי רוב הם יורדים מכוונה למקום הנמוכן מאוד מאוד בשביל להעלות הנפשות משם להחזירם בתשובה. Another manner in which these great tzaddikim are balei tshuva and they experience yiridos is when these tzaddikim intentionally lower themselves and go down to reach out to people who are on a very, very low level of Yiddishkeit in order to elevate them, in order to bring them to tshuva. שזה בחינס מה שאומר אדמור זל ואני יודי מלוכלוכס בדם בשפירה ושיליה בשפילה טהר, etc. This is where we find Rabbeinu Zal once said the statement that Dovid HaMelech says in the Gemara in Brachos, where Dovid HaMelech was once praising himself before Hashem and saying that other kings sleep late in the morning and they enjoy luxurious lives, while I stain my hands, I dirty my hands with blood and all kinds of things like that in order to purify a woman to her husband. And Rabbeinu Zal once made this statement in front of his students, referring to his avoda of how he's willing to reach out to people who are far from Hashem, who are on this level that's referred to as bloody and dirty, filthy, in order to bring them close to Hashem, in order to bring about a yichud kodshei b'richu shchintei, in order to bring about a union between the heavenly male and female kavyochel. ובכוח אלו הצדיקים יש תקווה לכל מי שיוחש בום, שיעלה מעומק ירידוס לילי הגדול כנל. And it's with the help of these great tzaddikim that there's hope for all those that will hold on to them, that will attach themselves to them, that the people can be elevated from the lowest yirida to the highest aliyah. כי אלו הצדיקים הגדולים הם עיקר בעלי תשובה. Because these great tzaddikim, they're the real masters of tshuva. The term בעל תשובה means master of tshuva. כי רק הם נקראים בעלי תשובה, כי הם הבעלים של התשובה. Because they're the ones who really deserve this title בעל תשובה, because they are masters of tshuva. Number one, they've mastered this process themselves, and they're the ones who are best qualified to teach it. V'chol mi shechos al chaya v'roitza loshuv b'tshuva, tzorech l'kabel behem. And any Jew who cares about themselves and wants to be zecha to true tshuva must receive guidance and instruction and help from these tzaddikim. V'kama shedibarti mizeh im Admor Zal, as I discussed this with Rabbeinu Zal. Paragraph Nun Gimel. Gam shir poshut kofel et cetera shanasai deish mekadosh machshavtei ad sho'eved Hashem yisborach karoi u'megala malchus yisborach ikroi nas al yidei hasimcha al yidei shemizgaber l'sameach es nafshoi l'kayim ivduas Hashem besimcha sheze ikr shleimus hakdusha k'ma shekosov admor zal kama pomim u'kemavur b'chol sifrei kodesh oitzem malas kedushas hasimcha shel mitzvah. Rav Nosson Zal says, this concept of shir poshut kofel, this song, which is generated by a person purifying their thoughts and serving Hashem properly and completing this whole procedure that we're discussing about, all of this is dependent on simcha, a person being genuinely happy. As the Pasuk says, serve Hashem with simcha. And this simcha is shleimus hakdusha. This is really the essence of success in serving Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal said, and as is discussed in many Sforim, the super importance of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, of doing mitzvahs with joy. Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this a lot in chapter 24, in the first half of Likut Imran. V'ze b'chinas shir poshut kofel meshulash maruba. Ki muvon b'toch divrei Admor Zal, shetzrichen l'sameach nafshoi b'chol minei eitzlis. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in his teachings that a Jew has to try to to make himself happy using all different types of ways. V'ho'ikar al-yidei shelo yasani goy. One of the most important ways is by the person remembering the fact that Baruch Hashem, I'm Jewish. V'yidei sheneskarev letzadiki emes. And how privileged I am to come close, to have come close to the true tzaddikim. V'vdilonu min atoyim hacholkim aleihem b'chinam. And that Hashem has given us the privilege to be different from those who wander, not knowing the right path, and those who chas v'shalom are against tzaddikim without any proper justification. So that's another way that a person can bring himself to joy. How fortunate I am to know of the true tzaddikim and not to be against them in any way, but rather to be trying to, I want to come close to them. And also through a person's being able to look inside of themselves and be able to identify good points inside of them, that even if in many ways they're bad and they've done many wrong things, there still is some good inside of them. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in the famous chapter 282 in the first half of Likut Imran. And we know that happiness and joy is an aspect of singing, is a concept of singing, the concept of these 10 types of song. As the Pasuk says in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, chapter 92 in Tehillim, Alei Osor Va'alei Novel, Alehi goin b'chinor ki simachtani Hashem b'folecho. The pasuk ties together this alei osor v'alei novel, which refers to the 10 types of song, ki simachtani Hashem b'folecho, and that they represent the true joy with Hashem. V'ze b'chinas shir poshut kofel ki al yidei she simach atzmoi b'nekuda su'emuna k'doshe. Shehi shelo yasani goy, ze bechinas shir poshut, shemesamech es atzmoi, shehu ish yehudi, shemamen bashem yisborach, shehu poshut betachlis apshitus kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says he's going to show now how these different highlights of what a person can encourage themselves to be happy with, how they correspond to these four levels, poshut, kofel, mishulash, maruba. So the first thing that Rabbeinu Zal stressed, that a Jew should be able to bring himself to happiness by just reminding himself, Baruch Hashem, I'm a Jew. Baruch Hashem, I'm not a goy. That corresponds to the sheer poshut. That's simple, person getting down to their roots, to the most basic part, aspect of their Yiddishkeit. The sheer poshut, ze bechinas yud kanal. And we said before that Shir Poshut is the concept of the Yud, Shezeh Bechinas Kedushas Yisrael Am Kodosh, Shenikroim Kulam Tzadikim. This is the concept of the basic holiness of the Jewish people, where all Jews are referred to as Tzadikim. Kama Shekosov, V'Amech Kulam Tzadikim, Shenikroim Al Shem HaYud. The Jewish people is all referred to as tzaddikim, related to the concept of this yud, kama shomer azal, as the Gemara says in Menachos, v'alkein nikro kol echod ish yehudi, and this is why the title Jew, as we pronounce it in English, corresponds to yid in Yiddish, a yud, al shem hayud. V'zeh b'chinas shir poshut shemesameich es atzmoy al shu ish yehudi v'lo yasani goy. This ties into that first step in the revelation of the light of Hashem, which is the shir poshut, where a person is able to bring himself to simcha in the simplest way, by simply focusing on the fact that Baruch Hashem, I am a yid, I am a yud, I'm a Jew. The next step is for a person to be able to bring himself to joy by realizing how fortunate he is to come close to true tzaddikim. V'nasa b'chinas shir kofel, shubchinas yud kei. This corresponds to the second step in the process of generating the doubled song, which corresponds to yud kei. Ki ahei hi bina, because that letter hei, the first hei of yud kei vav kei, corresponds to bina. B'chinas his boininus bigduloso yisborach. This refers to a Jew thinking deeply about Hashem, about the greatness of Hashem. Sheze avoidas hatzadik emes, shehu ish tvunois. This is the avoid of the true tzadik. Shemachnis belev, who is referred to as ish tvunois. This is one of the titles that Rabbeinu Zal gives to the true tzadik in Torah Hei, in Likutei Moran Tanina, in the beginning. Shemachnis belev hamiskarven elov his boinenus bigduloso yisborach, because one of the main goals of the true tzaddik is to take those people that are close to him and shine into them, give them the ability to have a deep understanding of Hashem, or a deep consciousness, a deep awareness, which is referred to by this term his boinenus. And a Jew has to be able to be happy about the fact that he's zocher to come close to the true tzaddik, whose main mission is to bring me to hasogas elokus, to an understanding of Hashem, which is the terminology Rabbeinu Zal uses in Torah Lamed in the first half of Likutei Moran, she'ikar hasoga selukus, hualidei shemeskariv lerebi amiti, shehu tzadik godol b'mayla mafleges moid. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in that chapter in Likutei Moran that the only way that a Jew can possibly get to hasoga selukus is by coming close to the great, great tzadik, who is the true Rebbe. Ayin Shom, look over there in the beginning of Torah Lamed. Vaydeze nase shir kofel. That represents the second step in being zoichet to simcha. Via this shir kofel, via bina, realizing how lucky I am to have a kesher with bina, which means his boinenus of the gdulas of Hashem, which came to me through my his karvus to the tzaddik. Then Rabbeinu Zal taught us that a third way that a Jew can bring himself to Simcha is by identifying and realizing and focusing on the good points inside myself. How could it be that a person hasn't accomplished some good things in their life? As is discussed in chapter 282 on the Likutei Moran, the Torah Zamra Kabiyadi. This is the concept of the tripled song, whereby this person's joy is coming from three things now. Number one, mashaloy sani goy. Number two, umashiv dilonu manatoyim hachelkim amrachim yatzadik emes. The fact that I'm zeichen not to be with those who are against the tzadik emes, who try to distance people from the true tzadik. And number three, that I'm zeicher Baruch Hashem to have some good points inside of me. I have Baruch Hashem been zeicher to do some good things in my life. This is the tripled song.